Now, so we start about the lyric
好，那我们
杜甫。
开始杜甫的诗歌。
Why I choose杜甫 first place?
为
Not
什
李
么
白
你
或
选
王
杜
维。
甫啊？在最开始的时候没有选李白或王维呢？
Several reasons, but the main reason
有
is
几个原因。
this diphthong issue, that the vowels.
最主要的就是这个双元音这个问题，就是元音。
This person, this poet has a outstanding ability to controlling and handling. The vowels and diphthongs.
这位诗人呢，他是有着非常惊人的能够控制元音、双元音能力的一位天才诗人。
This is actually most important. If we deal with the lyric poetry, the vowels and diphthongs.
是当我们面对这个诗歌的时候，需要面对的最重要的两个部分，就是双元音和元音。
Yes, and many of you tried by yourself
有很
to
多人
create
也自己尝试去创作了，
the poetry. The more than 60% of the
就是
diphthongs.
需要用到超过60%的双元音的诗歌。
Yeah, first it was amazing that many of you could do it.
首先啊，让我很惊讶的一点就是，很多人还是能够做得到的。
But then we also found the difficulty that using the 60% diphthong is possible, but to
当我们
create
后来
really beautiful poem
发现
with
啊，
more than 60% is difficult.
虽然说60%的双元音使用60%双元音的词或字去写诗是可能的，但是要把它真正写得好是非常难的。
No. Today, this afternoon, we want to do actually only we want to concentrate about lyric poetry of Tuhu.
今天呢，我们就是想要去专注于杜甫的诗歌。
Yeah, and in the evening, we will take maybe not so long time, but we talk about our new task for the two river of the
然
kingdoms.
后呢，晚上呢，我们可能不一定会直播特别长的时间，但是呢，会来讲我们之前布置给大家的那个新的作业，就是来自两条河流不同的两个王国的那个故事。
And maybe a few other things. So
啊，
that would be at 8 o'clock in
可
the
能还
evening.
会讲一些其他的一些部分关于故事的，然后晚上应该是会在大家时间8点钟开始。
So now, what I want to do is to show you the 10 points of the lyric, especially when we are dealing with the Duhu poetry.
接下来呢是想要给大家看一下的是，当我们去面对杜甫诗歌的时候，非常需要注意的10点。
So there is still the people whose poetry. Wasn't seen by us
还有些
yesterday.
人呢，昨天你的作品，你的朗诵还没有被老师听到的。
But please notice these 10 points.
但是，请大家，就算你的诗没有给到建议，还
Yeah.
是请你注意一下这10点。
So that you progress yourself, you can make it better.
那希望大家能够有所进步，然后能够让你的朗诵变得更好。
So all these 10 issues is not simple things,
所以这十
very
点啊，
actually difficult.
其实真的都不简单，全部都是非常难的。
Maybe first difficult to understand, second difficult to do.
首先呢，可能很难理解，然后第二呢，也很难做到。
Now, 青年, is it better I tell everything, the title until 10? And then one by one, or
Or what do you think?
yeah, maybe better I tell all the ten,
Okay.
the titles, and then I explain one by one.
Okay, yeah, please.
Yeah, so the first point is...
那老师他把这十点全部告诉一下大家。第一点是...
Yeah. How we can recite with our insight is calm, but recite vivid.
我们如何能够内心平静，却又用非常生动的声音或语言去朗诵这首诗？
This two contradicted issue.
这看起来是两个很矛盾的。
Yes. Second is yeah, how we can practice separately vowels and consonants.
怎么样能够分开去练习元音和辅音？
Third, about the elements, four elements or five elements. Maybe we talk about four elements today. Earth, water, fire, and wind. Four, we talk about the drawing that, how we can use also other artistic method to encourage the recitation
of poetry.
And the number five is how we can reproduce or tell the truth of poetry. What is exists between the lines and between the words, or behind the lines?
当中，此行与行之间，字与字之间，或行与每一行每一个字背后想要去表达的。
Six. How can we just like draw the pictures through the elements of the speech?
能够通过声音的元素去，就像画画一样去。用声音去描绘。
Seven, loud, speak loud is different from speak intensive. What's the difference there?
朗诵的大声却并不是有力。那这个大声和有力之间的区别在哪里呢？
Yeah, eight, related to the number five.
和第五点很像，有连接的是。
How we can express something behind the line.
我们如何去表达这个行与行之间的存在？
Yeah, nine.
然后九。
Is make poetry sure and yeah. How we can make our poetic recitation sure and intimate.How we can make our poetry, intimate.
我们要怎么样去让我们的诗歌朗诵能更加细腻？
And 11.
十。
How we can become
我们如何才能成为杜甫
？As a reciter, as a reproductive artist.
作为一个朗诵者，作为一个再创作的艺术家。
Which means how we can develop our own style.
我们要怎么样才能够发展出自己的风格
？Yes.All very important.
这些都很重要。
Now we start from the one.
好，接下来我们从第一开始。
Calm and vivid.
平静但又生动。
Yeah. When you speak the poetry, but actually also the drama speaking or storytelling.
是在戏剧当中需要说台词或是讲故事。
You have to totally control your inner world, being calm.
非常好的去控制自己的内心世界，让它很平静才行。
But expression.
但是你的表达。
Your speech.
你的演说。
Or if you drama, also your movement.
或者是如果是戏剧的话呢，还包括你的运动。
has to be so vivid and alive.
都应该是非常的生动，非常的有活力的。
Yeah, how we can, we can both have both of this contradictory
situation. 我们如何能够去做到这两个看起来是矛盾的一个状况？
Yeah, of course.
当然
experience
需要经验。
You have to speak one poem, for example, if we talk about this, Kuniyaburete Sangai.
如果说这个《春望》这首诗。
You have to speak hundreds of times.
你要朗诵好几百遍。
Maybe at first.
可能一开始。
You get so excited.
你觉得感觉到非常的兴奋。
Yeah.And your body get warm.
你身体会很变得很温暖。
Yeah. Sometimes maybe you sweat.
有时候可能会出汗。
Or sometimes until you, because you are so excited, until you fall down.
有时候呢，你可能太兴奋、太激动了，可能会昏倒。
Or maybe you lose your consciousness.
或者会失去意识。
Yeah, but.Through such practicing,
但是通过像这样的练习
then you step into the other area, just like now you go into the
另外一个
领域the certain sacred area.
就像你好像能够进入到一个秘密的领域一样。
Then you feel so free from everything.
然后你会感觉到你从一切当中获得了自由，你挣脱了所有的束缚。
Yes. The poem is yours, not somebody else.
成为了你的，而不是其他人的。
You have a feeling you own.You are owner of this poem.
你成为了这首诗的主人。
And if you experiencing such works like a poetry or storytelling or whatever.
如果你体验到了像这样的作品，不管是从诗歌还是从讲故事当中。
Then you will become in such situation that even you face the first time the text.
然后你会发现，尽管你只是第一次去面对你面前的这个文本。
From the beginning, you can control yourself innerly calm, outside vivid.
就能够去这样很好的控制，让你的内在平静，但是外在却又能生动的去表达。
Yeah. So this is the first issue.
好，这就是第一点。
Yeah, difficult to understand. Or if anybody can understand, maybe can write some message.
如果能理解。
How you can understand this?
你能不能够写一写关于你的理解，来讲一讲你是怎么理解这一点的？
Yeah, not only I have such experience, but how you get?
不仅是说你有这样的经历啊，而是说你是怎么样去，就是经历的。
Yeah, she said, this English teacher said, just practice more, establish connection, step one. Yes. Well, we of course have to go step by step, but we have no time. You see, we cannot just a little bit practice and then tomorrow a little bit more.
今天稍微练一练，明天再多练一练。
Yeah, we have to practice so hard.
我们应该非常努力的去练习。
So that we go beyond the border.
这样才能够尽快的超越这个界限。
Yeah.I was just excited in my heart, and later I become calm, but this point will go deeper. Olsinger just said what I said. Yeah, I mean, exactly, but what you said, I already said. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, any questions about it?
好，请问大家有没有什么问题啊？
I can get many times on the first day until the last night. I thought this was the best I could do today, but it was still exciting, so I decided to sleep.
Okay,
yes, but that's my experience. I know it's your real experience. You just tell the people what I told already. I can practice some soul and get this seems to be a natural process. This is 1 month.He cannot only feel the complete peace and stability inside, but also. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, you can learn from King Cat. Yes. Yes, yeah. Telling the story also exactly like this. External vivid, how do you judge? You can know whether you are calm or not.
外在生动，自己如何判断是否平静，自己是能够知道的。
Yeah, you know if you are calm or not, right?
对，确实是能够知道自己是否平静的。
Oh yeah, this is also important. You, during, yeah, okay, this question, yeah.
关于这个问题啊，瑶瑶的。
When you are reciting,
当你在朗诵的时候
you are not only dealing with the poetry,
你不仅仅是在面对诗歌
but you're observing yourself.
你也应该在观察自己
Yeah, at the same time.
就与此同时在观察自己
Yeah, this is also maybe first place difficult, but gradually it will be possible.
但是呢，你之后就能够逐渐能做到这一点
了。All right, then the next one.
好，那我们讲下一点。
This person, difficult to connect the Dufu world.
比较难与杜甫的世界链接吗？
I mean, we are living in a totally different time and situation, of course.
完全不同的一个时代情境之下，确实是。
But just like we can enjoy and feel sorrow when we see the moon.
就像当我们可以去享受去看着月亮，然后同
，We
样
can
也可以去
experience
欣
the
赏月亮，我们也是可以去体验经历杜甫的。
Please, please be thankful that your culture have this poet.
要知道你们的文化当中有着这些诗人，一定要对此感恩才行。
No other world culture has
没有任何一个其他的世界文化当中有杜甫。
All right, second.
第二点。
And this is a relatively or rather practical issue, practical matter.
相对来说是比较实际的一个。
So when you practice reciting,
当你在练习朗诵的时候。
Yeah, of course, you know, you speak again and again and again.
当然你需要不停不断不断的去练习朗诵。
But you have some other way to practice.
但是啊，还有一些其他的方式可以去练习。
And this is one of this.
而这就是其中之一。
So divide the consonant and vowels.
就是去分把所有的元音辅音分开。
So if we have fühlst wieder Busch und Tal,
yes,
the beginning of the Goethe, then you speak fühlst wieder Busch Tal, yeah, this consonant, yeah, and then Ü, e, I, a, u, u, a. Yeah, something like this.
大概是这样，这是元音。
Then combine. Fühlst wieder Busch und Tal. Yeah, once again.
好，再来一遍。
The consonant.
好。
Wieder Busch.Yeah, that's consonant. Vowel. U, E, I, E, U, U, A. Then combine. Fühlst wieder Busch und Tal.Somebody already noticed through this microphone, I don't know. Compare with before, I speak much more naturally.
之前相比啊，我这一遍啊，朗诵的更自然了。
Yeah. So, if you have one poetry in front of you, then you should do
the
whole poetry.
这样去练习整首诗。
Because this is important two elements, vowels and consonants.
元音和辅音啊，就是非常重要的两点，两个元素。
The teacher need to add tones. No, consonant no tone.
如果是辅音的话是不需要。
Vowel has a tone.
元音的话是有的。
Yeah, consonant.
辅音。
Yeah, no tone.
对，它是没有音，没有声调的。
But vowel.
但元音的话。
U e I e u u a. Yeah, it has a certain tone.
它是有一定的声调的。
Yeah, that means tone comes from the vowels, not from the consonant.
也就是说，这个声调它是来自元音的，而不是来自辅音的。
Yeah.So as I already told you in the other day, I think vowels express the feelings, and the consonant express the physical reflection of the world, imitation and reflection of the world.
则是这个世界的对世界的模仿，对世界的映射。
Yeah, so through these two, we can show the people the picture of the poetry.
通过这两者，我们就能够向大家向人们展示这首诗的图景。
Yeah. Good. Next.
往下。
Third.
好，三。
These four elements.
四个元素。
Because I saw some of your students practicing.
因为也看到大家有些人的练习。
Yeah, especially when you speak this, the spring rain, spring night.
特别是大家朗诵那首《春夜喜雨》
的
时候，杜甫。
Yeah, because this is such atmosphere in the evening, and the boat going, you know, along the river and things like this.
像这样的一个景色。
So some people try to speak, with very water element. Something like this, yeah. Well, maybe as a basic tendency, okay.
作为一个基础元素哈，基础倾向性可以。
But
但是
we have to know.
我们要知道。
In each word, each syllables, we have different elements.
其实都有着这不同的元素。
Yes, let's take a look at, exactly this one.
比如说我们来看这个，这首《春夜喜雨》。
That's spring evening, spring. For example, the first line.
第一句。
青鸟，you pronounce how?
好雨知时节。
It's mostly fire elements.
这一句啊，绝大多数是火的元素。
Yeah, I also told you the other day.
之前也跟大家讲到过。
Many of Chinese syllables belongs to the
中国的音节啊。
Fire elements from the consonant.
如果是都是属于火象的一个辅音。
Yeah, so even this is this poetry is something to do with water.
尽管这首诗它是与水相关的。
But if you have a fire elements consonant.
但是如果辅音它是火象的话。
You have to express this fire element.
那你要表达出这种火元素。
Yeah, the clear consonant. That means clear in the elements.
也就是说，它在元素当中是很清晰的。
Second line, 青阳。
当春乃发生。
Yeah, mixture between earth element and fire element.
它是火与土元素的一个混合物。
Yeah, something like this. So we have, many different elements in one poetry, in one lines.
所以在诗歌当中，在一句每一句当中，它其实是有着多种不同的元素构成的。
So you have to pronounce each syllables as it should be.
所以大家也应该就是把每一个音节都要按它原有的样子去发声。
Of course, we may so to speak, let such a whole atmosphere influence the speech.
当然，我们可以让这整体的氛围去影响我们的演说。
But not too much.
但是不要太过了。
Yeah, maybe this is difficult. So.
可能这个比较难。
Yeah. Okay. Earth element.
好，我们先讲一下土元素。
Such consonant like a d, b, g, k, yeah.
这些辅音。
And fire elements.
啊，火元素。
Yeah, this, all these.
像这样的摩擦。
All these.So many of Chinese syllables
are
from fire elements.
都是属于这个火元素的。
Water elements?
水元素。
It's L.
像这个 L.
Yes, and fire and wind.Wind element is R, or R.
是 R, 或者中国的日。
Yeah, what is this? The constellation of the...
The last time you show...
Zodiac, huh?
Yeah, Zodiac, yes.
Yeah, ask. I don't know if I can answer.
Sorry? Last time
you... Yeah, please ask because...
Yeah, she said...
She
yeah,
said, may I ask?
Yeah. She said... She just want to ask is because you also said this last time, each constellation
mm-hmm.
have their own
mm-hmm.
consonants.
Yes, but not when we don't have to conscious about when we are speaking.
先做关于这个，我们不需要在朗诵的时候有意识。
This is more like the origin of the sound.
这个声音它的起源，它的源头，源起。
Which doesn't have a direct influence to the recitation.
我们的朗诵并没有直接的影响。
After knowing different elements and consonants, how should we recite them when we recite them?
我们在诵的时候要怎么诵呢？
Practice very carefully.
练习的时候要小心。
Qinya already gave this consonant practice.
之前Qinya给大家发了辅音的练习。
Yes, then practice this.
练习一下这个辅音练习。
Yeah, pronounce those consonants as it should be.
按那些辅音应该有的一个方式去发声
，clear spoken，
一定要清晰。
But then, if you recite the poetry, you forget it.
然后去朗诵诗歌的时候，你就把这些都忘掉就行了。
Yeah. Only you have to be very cautious and conscious about when you're practicing.But when you recite in front of the people, you forget all those laws and rules.
你就忘掉这所有的规则，所有的这些法则。
Right, let's go to the.
那我们接下来讲
fourth issue.
第四。
Drawing. We have, as I told, many ways to support our practicing, or we have many ways to practice. Yeah, just like I said, you know, divide consonant and vowels.
就像之前所说的练习，比如说把元音辅音分开。
And later I also explain other way of practicing.
然后后来呢，也讲到了其他的一些练习的方式。接下来也会讲一些其他的练习方式。
And here, drawing means really drawing.
绘画真的是要画。
Drawing or painting?
绘画或者是说就是用铅笔或是用水。
And I asked our organizer to draw some.
然后我这次请了了。
For the Duhu poetry. Which poetry did she draw?
This river one.
Yes, exactly. Oh.
文官君.
Oh, yes. I asked her.
当时.
Because she's very, very talented in drawing.
是因为她是在绘画方面很有天赋的.
So for her, very easy if she has to draw.
对她来说. This.
This first one or second one. Yeah, the spring.Collaborate or spring night.
如果画春夜喜雨啊，或者是画这个
，also 登高，
或登高，像这样的作品，它应该是很容易的。
But this one, this
这一篇
river poetry.
闻官军收河南河北。
This is not the nature observation.
这首作品它并没有这个描述风景，并没有怎么对风景的描述。
It is more, life behavior, life experience.
生活的经历吧。
Yes. So, it might be difficult.
所以这一首的话可能会有点难。
So I thought it's better, we can show one example.
所以我们最好是可以给大家一个例子。
Yeah, please show.
好，那个来了，能不能发一下你的作品？
So, until they prepare to show, I explain even more.
我们再稍微解释一下。
Why such drawing helps us? Oh yeah, now here. Yeah, let's see. This is a.
我们看一下。
This fourth one is very beautiful.
第四幅非常美。
Right.Yeah, others too, right? Yeah, maybe the organizer can tell a little bit what.
讲一讲啊。
Yeah, what? How did she do? Yeah. Difficult.
难不难
？Or maybe beginning difficult, but later not maybe.
开始是不是
？Or whatever.
觉得有点难，后面就觉得后面就没有了。
Yeah, this is not spring night rain. This is about this.
不是春夜喜雨啊，这是
冬
天的闻官军收河南河北。Yes, she said at the beginning she doesn't know what she can paint.
Mm-hmm.
老梁说最开始不知道要画什么。
Yes, yeah. Later, when you're fit, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So maybe some of you can try.
可能在座大家是不是也可以尝试一下？
So we can show each other maybe this evening or maybe tomorrow.
今天晚上或明天大家也可以来分享一下。
You can either draw by the ink,
可以用水墨画，
or you can also use the color painting.
可以用那个水彩或是有颜色的。
We also have to know, for example, Wang Wei.
我们也要知道，比如说王维。
Yeah, he's both great poet and great painter.
嗯，他也是，他同时不仅是一位伟大的诗人，他还是伟大的画家。
Goethe is also.
歌德也是这样。
Goethe, when he was young, he couldn't decide if he should become painter or poet.
年轻的时候啊，歌德年轻的时候，他还没办法决定自己到底是要成为画家呢，还是成为诗人呢。
Yes. Yeah, she said she herself at the beginning, the two pictures are more in one own emotion. Yes.
然后
他
说。
Then, yeah, can become later gradually. Yes.
的情绪后
面。Yeah, leave from the own emotion.
开了，进入到诗人的情感里。
Point. Yes.Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
好，谢谢。
Good, we can go to the five.
好，那我们接下来讲第五点。
Five is between lines, between the words, behind lines.
行与行之间，字与字之间，或是字句背后。
Yeah, what is it? This between things.
在这个横与横之间或字与字之间，它有的到底是什么呢？
But we know ourselves.
我们了解自己。
If we say,
如果我们说
I thank you very much.
非常感谢。
Yeah, sorry that I let you do it.
抱歉，我让你要这么做。
Yes. This is the words we use.
我们可能会用这些样的词语。
Yeah. Thank you very much. Sorry that I let you do.
很抱歉，我让你来帮我或让你来做这件事。
But is that all you feel in inside?
但是你内在是不是仅仅只感受到了这些呢？
Maybe between these two sentences.
可能在这两句之间。
You can feel like this.
你可能有这样的感觉。
Thank you very much, but you also have to feel thank you to me.
我感谢你，但是你也得感谢我。
Why you don't say thank you very much to me?
怎么你就不对我说感谢呢？
Then, sorry, I let you do it.
抱歉，我让你来做。
But in somewhere you feel.
但是你内心可能觉得。
Of course, you have to do it.
当然，这应该是你做的。
Well, these are not so good example.
当然，
but we have
举的不太好。
We have many things between what we in the reality speak.
在我们真正说出口的话之间和背后，还有一些其他的存在，其他的东西。
Also, poetry.
而诗歌也是一样。
They crystallized. from thousands of their experiences and feelings.
从他们许许多多的那些情感和经历当中结晶出来,
into this 36 syllables or less.
36个音节或还要更少.
So it must have many, many different feelings behind, front, in between, above, below. So for such purpose, such drawing is very, very helpful.
如果去画出来，会是很有帮助的。
Yeah, take a look at this.
大家也可以看一下。
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a look at the third.
第三。
Yeah. We can feel this deep experiences.
我们能够感觉
in this painting, right?
这种很深层的情感，对不对？在绘画里，this is
exactly between the lines.
而这其实就是行与行之间的。So
if you speak one line,
所以如果你 朗诵一句,
and you let go.
然后你让他离去,
then during you let go this first line,
那你让这第一句离开的过程中,
you grasp the feelings of the second line.
抓住第二句, 接下来第二句的情感,
feelings. Not only one feeling.
情感不仅仅只有一种情感，是许多不同的情感。
Not only two or three.
也不仅仅是有两种或三种。
Hundreds of thousands of the feelings.
成千上万的情感。
You grasp.
你要抓住这所有的情感。
And pour these thousands of emotion.
将这
into into the vase, which is the vowels and consonants. Yes. Or words, sentences, syllables. Now, let's go to the six.
好，接下来我们进入到第六。
Six is how we can now not with like an ink painting or a watercolor painting, but through the speech, how we can draw. Actually, I already explained. Yeah, when I explained about vowels and consonants. Yeah. With a consonant, we can draw actually the physical world. With a vowel, we can draw the soul world. But then we also have just the rhythm, rhyme.
除此之外还有节奏、韵。
Direction of the verbs.
每一句它的走向。
Yeah.
和方向。
The colors of the adjectives.
形容词色彩。
Yeah. We can draw the picture.
通过这些元素让我们能够画，用声音去绘画。
Yeah, and for this ability, Wang Wei is genius.
而这个能力呢，是王维，他是一个天才，这方面的天才。
Yes. Yeah, this is number six. Any questions?
啊，这就是第六点，请问大家有没有问题？
Yeah, right, then we go to the seven. Huh? How to draw the direction?
走向怎么画?
Yeah, how to draw the direction, that means like a verb.
因为走向来其实是动词。
Yeah, so verb means shows the direction.
让我们
So you speak, if you speak, I go, or I run.
你说我走,我跑。
Or if you say wind blows,
说风在吹
you don't say wind blows.
你不会像这样说风吹嘛，对吧？
You see, you speak wind blows.
你会这样去
yeah,
描述风在吹
You draw the picture.
这样你就画出了这个图景啊。
If we say the blue,
如果我们说这蓝色
or red,
红色
you don't say blue like blue.
蓝色你不会这样说，对不对？
You don't say red like red, red. You see?Each word, each syllables requires us.
每一个音节，它都有这个他们需要的表达方式。
About the picture, freehand bush. What is it?
The picture,
Freehand brushwork is easy to combine with musical vowel. I don't understand.
This is one kind of Chinese ink painting, and this such ink painting, it is more express the, not the exact the painting of the nature, but try to express.More like the feeling, the atmosphere, of the with the ink painting. So not the
yeah.
try to copy or imitate exactly the nature. Such kind of the ink painting is easier to combine with the vowels. That's also vowels, the music element.
We have to remember this boy's, this child's painting the other day.
我们大家一起来回忆一下，那天那个孩子他的画。
We have to remember the difference between his ink painting and his color painting.
和水彩画之间的区别。
Yeah, color painting express much directly what he feels.
Sorry, he 他是有他的有颜色的水彩画，很直接的表达出来他现在的感受。
And the ink painting is more like you know, it influences back to him. It has a, it has just like its own own power, own force.
然后更像是它自己的一种力量。
And this, the pronunciation in front, middle, back.
发生在前中后。
Yes. Yeah. Qinyang, can we send here this three consonant exercises?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Then I can explain easier.
Okay. 我把这个辅音练习发过来一下，或者谁有手上有的话发过来一下。